This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 26th. God's word to you today is The Exchange, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 61, verse 3, from the Voice Translation, and it says, God has sent me to give them a beautiful crown in exchange for ashes, to anoint them with gladness instead of sorrow, to wrap them in victory, joy, and praise instead of depression and sadness. The good news for you and me today is that the Lord is bringing an exchange. God is exchanging our ashes for beauty, mourning for joy, and giving us praise instead of despair. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 from the Living Bible says, God took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sins. Then, in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. Everybody has challenges, so the fact that you have a challenge is not a big deal. Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 from the New King James Version. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. It is a common affliction. It is not special. Yours is not custom made. It is very common. When people look at you, do they see someone that God has poured his goodness into? Or do they see someone that they need to pray for? In our equation to bring about joy, God adds something to exchange. Blank plus exchange equals joy. If you read those scriptures well, you'll see that before there can be an exchange, there has to be a change. Mark 1 verse 15 from the New Century Version says, Jesus said, the right time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Change your hearts and lives and believe the good news. You may hear this or read this and think to yourself, I believe the good news. What God is saying to you right now is good news, and if you believe it, it should show on your face. But for it to show on your face, there has to be a change of heart. Your heart is going in one direction. You have to change your heart. There has to be a change before there can be an exchange. The defeat transforming equation is change plus exchange equals joy. The challenge is, we go through the change, but we do not allow the exchange. Sometimes we go through the change, but we hold on to our moods. God wants to empty you of the mood and fill you with all his goodness. So, for your life to be filled with joy, you need to change and allow the exchange. When you change and allow the exchange, then you can experience the joy. The challenge for some of us is that when they say John 3:16, your first response is, I know that scripture. When they say, let's look at Exodus 12 verse 12, you say, I know that scripture. The challenge is, nothing can be poured into a filled cup. When you show up already filled, heaven cannot pour into you. But God wants us to empty ourselves so that he can fill us with his goodness. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information, about our locations and services. God bless you.